Welcome to the Digital Life Show on Radio Centre-Ville 102.3 FM in Montreal.
We have a special show today. It's going to be themed around food. We're going to be looking at some interesting websites. We also have a special guest for most of the program, who is the founder of soscuisine.com. We're going to be talking with Chinzia Cunio, and we'll be back in a moment. And so, Chinzia, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can get you a little closer to your microphone there?
I will.
That's great. So you're the brains and the driving force behind SOS Cuisine, a website that I only actually became aware of not too long ago. And I think that we should just let people know where you're coming from and your background, because it's not, as we might think, a chef who went through
a dietitian.
Chinzia is originally from Italy with a training as a chemical engineer, and has worked extensively in multinational companies in very high positions, directorships with Nortel, has been with 3M. So we're talking about big business management background. And in 2004, she perceived the need for a no-nonsense service that would provide a practical and personalized solution to the apparently conflicting needs of eating well and our busy lifestyles. And she left Nortel and the corporate comforts that come with that position to start up Suka Technologies. That's the company that's behind SOS Cuisine.
Right.
So now, I'm a little curious about your background in Italy first. I'm imagining Tuscany. I'm imagining great meals.
Sure. But you should imagine more next to France on Riviera, so on the seaside. Okay. That's where I'm coming from. I'm Ligurian.
Oh, okay.
From Genoa.
Mm-hmm. And so was food a big part of
household? Even if my mother was British, and the British don't have a good reputation for food. But yes.
But your father was helping out there, I guess.
Yes, but it wasn't my worry, actually. I was eating whatever other people were preparing for me, and obviously I always ate well, but I didn't know that I was developing an expertise until I landed in North America, and I found out that for other people it's a problem.
Yes.
The daily routine, what do we do for dinner? I remember when I was eating at cafeterias at work, the people say, oh, what am I going to do tonight? And for me, it was never a problem. You know, I know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to look in my fridge and do things.
Yeah. And this is a really good timing for me, actually, because I'm just getting to that point where I'm fed up of seeing Fusilli. I think I've done too much work with Fusilli 29 and too much feta. And I start, you know, people, I think we start drifting more into restaurants when we start losing inspiration in the kitchen. And your website is about generating recipes for people to take the problem away from all of that.
Right.
But tell me, how did you go from a high position at Nortel to a web entrepreneur? Where was that coming from in your background, raised in Italy?
Well, I always wanted to do something interesting, first of all, and I was doing things very interesting at Nortel, but at a certain point, I wanted to do something more from my perspective. So I'm not saying that telecommunication is not, you know, worth it, but for sure, trying to solve a daily problem to, in my view, millions of people, I'm not yet there, but I will, I think it's a noble enterprise. So that's how I started. And if you want to know the anecdote behind it, yeah. I was in Europe and I was working there for Nortel. And my husband, which was used to eat very well, was here and for months, and he didn't know how to eat as well. And he was sending me notes and what do I cook tonight? And I was sending him the simplest recipes, but he didn't have the ingredients. So I figured out that, well, the problem is not just doing one recipe right, is organizing yourself in the week and doing the planning, the buying, which were the things, by the way, that I was doing at Nortel.
Right, you were buying a director of purchasing.
Yeah, I was buying for $3 billion of goods. And so then I said, maybe it's not just my husband's problem, it's a problem for many other people, which I found out it was. So
I would think that as the director that maybe you yourself didn't have time to do the shopping and the cooking.
No, I was doing that. But for me, it was like a natural, I follow the seasons. I see what is on special because I like to have a good buy. You know, I like to eat lobsters, but when it's 30% off, why not? And at that time, I was working at Nortel and making a good salary. I didn't have problem in having a budget menu. Now that I'm an entrepreneur, I have a budget menu. So. But so I think it was the whole idea of doing something different, not just a recipe website, but really an organization website.
Well, I like your expertise in acquisition. In a way, you're using the same mental processes that you would be doing at Nortel.
Absolutely.
In setting up a website like this, which is economy and budget and getting the best buy. And,
And making it easy. So even recipes are not written by a chef that would use a strange wording. We do it as if we were giving that to workers on the factory. So it has to work for everybody. So we don't see just don't say just a few minutes. We say 7 to 8 minutes until you see this and that. So everybody can make the recipes and have success. So you may not like it because you don't like the ingredients, but not because you missed the recipe.
And it sounds like this would be something great for university students too, especially, you know, like all these so-called mac and cheese dinners are out the door. I mean, because you're talking about healthy food. I know you mentioned on your website you started off with a focus more on Mediterranean cuisine to start with, right?
Yeah, but not necessarily, but it's a healthy cuisine, so we use a lot of olive oil. And when you say university students, yes, beginner menus, for sure, we do have that. But also for older crowd, because we have a menu for one, for example. And if you're alone, you know, you can eat as, you know, well, you shouldn't be just eating sandwiches because you're alone in the house.
And we're talking about your website covers things that are in season, as you mentioned, lobster 30% off, for instance.
Yeah.
So we're trying to combine here something involving budgets and at the same time involving seasons, but also ensuring that you get good nutrition in your diet, right?
Absolutely. It's striking the impossible balance.
Right.
I think we can do that.
When you were in your positions in Nortel and that, how were you eating? Were you eating just as well as you'd say you're eating now?
Oh, yes. I was always eat well. Because for me, it's important. Even when I'm alone at home, I prepare for myself. I think I'm important, and I'm cooking for myself. But now I'm more aware, because now I'm spending my team, there are nutritionists, and so I get more knowledge about it.
What was it that, because you started this in 2004, this website?
Yes.
So prior to that, you had been, in business in various positions. But what changed in 2004 that you felt it was time to go in this new direction?
As I said, there was this idea that I had been in Europe, and then I had this...
Your husband.
My husband, the non-knowledgeable, my beginner. He's
but
the beginner.
But you could have, hired a cook, probably. I mean, you could probably afford to hire a cook as opposed to, quitting your job and starting a web...
I saw it as, the business idea. I mean, I'm planning to make money. I've been raising funds to do it and so on. And, what you see now is just the tip of the iceberg, because where we want to go is to do very personalized meal plans for people that have special conditions like diabetes or want to lose weight. So for those, you really have to be careful in what you supply. And there's nothing as far as I know.
Well, why don't we talk a little more specifically about the actual website,
please.
What people will get when they go there. The website is soscuisine.com soscuisine.com, and it's in English and in French.
Exactly.
And right now there aren't any other languages.
No, they will come, but now it's already a challenge.
Yeah. It sounds like there's going to be more languages.
And there is different information depending where you are located in Canada. So in Quebec, you have information about the special, the flyers in Quebec. Mm-hmm. And in Ontario, you have also the local information about the farmers markets. We have that in Quebec also, but for the next few months, it's going to be dull. But
are you across the country?
Oh, yeah, we do have, it's the internet. So we do have people that are writing to us from the strangest and places, and people in Hong Kong that would like to have a budget manual here.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. It's just amazing.
We should mention that there's no cost involved with this from the user's point of view,
no.
And you don't have to become a member, but there are benefits to becoming a member.
Yeah, if you go just for direct recipes. You don't need to do anything. You can also read the suggestions on the blog and everything. And, you know, it's really up to you. If you become a member, then what happens is that every week you are informed that your menu is ready. It's time to do your errands with your mm-hmm. list. And you have the chance to choose what you want, if you're vegetarian, if you don't eat fish, or whatever you want to do.
So I guess people go to the website. The first thing they do is they click on sign up.
Yes.
And get into the machine that way.
Yeah.
Are you doing three meals a day or 7 days a week?
No, for these basic menus, we do the 5 dinners. So the idea is to help when you come back from work and have something organized. And the basic idea is also you do the errands once, whichever day you prefer.
So you create a buying list, a shopping list for people.
Yeah, there's a grocery list. And there is also what we call an action plan. So we tell people what to do in advance. Because if you want to have only 30 minutes and everything ready every day of the week, you know, either you eat always more or less the same type of food, or maybe you can warm up something, but you have to find time maybe during the weekend to prepare it. And we tell you how to do it and when so that you can save time.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I'm just looking at the website myself. So just plan what you want, buy the suggestions as provided by your website, and then cook it and away you go.
Now, we often talk about developing a community around a website because that's kind of like the new thing that's happening in the internet out there. And I see that there's a blog available. Are you starting to try and create a sense of community around this website?
Oh, absolutely. What we want to do next step, if we can find the software engineers enough of the challenge, is to have also people adding their own recipes and having the information. Because, you see, all our recipes are entered in a very formal way. So we have the nutritional information, we have the price, so we know when it's a good buy, okay? And if people are entering their recipes in the same way, then they can also find out when it's the best time to do their own special recipe that everybody has.
Well, I want to know more about the infrastructure that's behind, because it's obviously not just you sitting there with your mouse putting all this together. So you're listening to the Digital Life Show on Radio Sancheville, and we'll be right back with our guest, Chinzia Cunio.
We're talking with
Chinzia Cunio.
I'm sorry, I've almost blanked out there.
SOScuisine.com.
SOScuisine.com. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing some of the basics about the site. And what we'd like to talk about a bit more on right now is, you know, the infrastructure. What's happening in the background? Because it's not merely, as Moz mentioned, it's not you clicking on a mouse at a web page and, you know,
no,
typing
I'm not
all
alone.
This information.
No. I have a team. Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, there's obviously a lot of intelligence going into this website because you got to match up the season with what's happening in the marketplace and, of course, being Canada-wide.
Yes.
And weekly sales in grocery stores.
Yes, exactly.
That's it. So flyers and all these sorts of things are being factored in. So it's this really big machine kind of thing that's taking in all these input from a lot of different sources and trying to present it to us in a simplified and yet useful and, you know, convenient way.
That's what we try to do. Yeah, definitely. The big effort there is in the software engineering. So really to understand that what we call the members, they all have a different needs and different interests. So somebody may be allergic to something or have a different interest. You know, as we mentioned before, a vegetarian menu, that you need to make sure that person will continue to receive the vegetarian menu and will not get some lamb and they will be upset with us. So also to get all the information from a database for the nutritional info, we go to Health Canada has a database. So we have a structured recipe that we get and all the information. And as far as the price, we do have an average price that varies also with the time. And every week, we have to input the data from the major supermarkets that feed us the information a few days before everybody else get them, so that we have the time then to prepare the menus and send them to everybody. In Quebec, it's midnight between Wednesday and Thursday, that you have them.
So the grocery store is released to you prior to the public. specials that are coming up.
Yes.
So you had to go and build all of those relationships with these different companies.
Yeah, which wasn't that easy at the beginning. I thought that, you know, when I had this idea, I went and saw them and I said, I have 10,000 members. And somebody said, oh, very good. And somebody else, and I wouldn't name which supermarket chain, and said, and who cares? And then said, come back when you have 100,000. I have more than 200,000, but I haven't had the time to come back. But in the meantime, they send me the information. Yes.
And go on.
Well, but I mean, once you have this information, what about, you know, for instance, if you get warnings or some bulletin from Health Canada, for instance, is that factored into what's being presented to the end user? Or let's say there's a study or something that says, you know, this is more beneficial to you. So will that feature more, you know, actively in what's recommended?
I can tell you that we're not missionary, but we try to have an emphasis on the local food, for
right.
sure. There is a special menu in summer for local food. And we also had contacts with the Ministry of Agriculture in Quebec because we could do something very interesting
right.
for them. I think it takes time, always, like always, for the government. In the meantime, we in our selection, for example, we say if you go in the page where there's all the information about the flyers, you find out there may be strawberries and raspberries in the middle of winter. So if you want, you can buy it. But you won't find it in the menu that we recommend because we try to do things that make sense.
How have you grown this organization? Because I assume that it was kind of like you were trying to keep pace with the available resources as you started bringing in people. How big are you right now?
Well, we have full-time 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have several people part-time. And it's moving, and we do have for the time being we do have some revenue from advertisement, but it's definitely not enough to cover all the investment because
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, we want to do better and we want to do more.
A typical web entrepreneur story.
Yes.
The money's not quite coming in yet.
And I hope the story won't be the typical one. People go belly up. I hope it's going to be a successful one.
You did see the dot boom go by working from the 90s to 2005. You saw
absolutely.
The up and the down of
when
that.
I was in the telecommunication business, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that tech stocks were up yesterday, so you're in good company right now. And in addition to your back and your developers, I mean, that's one perspective to it, you know, getting all this information in. But obviously, you have to present it to your end user in the simplified way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've had some design issues, some issues to address in order to make it, you know, easy for them, not cluttered and...
Yeah, and that, I think, it's the biggest challenge because
mm-hmm.
it may seem trivial. You know, it's something we do every day. We buy food, right?
Mm.
But there's a tremendous amount of decisions that are involved. Do we go and shop at Provigo? Do we go at Metro? How many people there are in the household? Do I need lunch boxes? And, oh, this person doesn't eat this and the other person doesn't eat that. And then, you know, it's very complex. And that's why we do have a proprietary technology to take that into consideration. But it's not fully deployed yet.
Do they still have food coupons? In
yes.
flyers? Is that entered any way to say, watch out for this flyer, you'll get coupons? Or
No, we put the price with which is on the coupon, and people can then take the coupon in the stores. You know, there's mixed feelings depending on who you talk to in the supermarket chains, where they want that. For me, the whole thing of going with paper is really... I would say very old. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more sophisticated than that because we compare prices on a homogeneous basis. So, for example, avocado, which is size 30, and another avocado, which is size 34, different prices, which one is more advantageous? That's
right.
The way to go. And we can do it. And that's why we are really on the consumer side more than the supermarket, of course.
What is your perception in the agro industry? Are you perceived as a friend or a foe to...
No, definitely. Definitely a friend.
Mm-hmm. They feel like you must be driving sales into their stores?
Right now, we're putting that everybody, you know, we're comparing everybody. If you're talking to Superman, because if you talk agro, well, for sure we can be good allies. Because, you know, I remember when we had a feature recipe, Jerusalem artichokes. You know, this is a product that is from here, from Canada, very tasty, very good for diabetes patients because of low glycemic index anyway. And many people say, oh, well, the consumers were so enthusiastic. And I don't know how many emails we got that week because they were saying, where can I buy it? Well, they had it in flyers at IGA, I remember. And I said, well, you can go there. And in the stores, they were saying, oh, we don't have it. It's a French thing. You know, so I think we're educating, we're helping, we're definitely moving people to try to do the right choices.
Right. We got some of the statistics on your website. You're saying that there's 3.4 million page views a month, over 200,000 unique visitors each month, that there's over 158 plus people who are subscribed to the weekly.
Yeah, there's more than now. Now it's old statistics, but it's I don't have the time to keep up with the statistics.
Well, it's good that it's going up.
yes, definitely.
So we're talking with Cinzia Cugno about her website, soscuisine.com. You're listening to the Digital Life Show on Radio Centreville. I'm Moss Taylor, and we'll be back in a minute. I wanted to talk a little bit about, in the time that we've got left, the experience that it's been for you to try and become an entrepreneur out in the internet, which isn't always obvious. And if there was some young, star-eyed person thinking they were going to make their career out there in the world, what advice would you have to them?
Difficult question. Do I want to encourage them to stay out of it? Well, it depends. I think it takes passion and good health because it's really hard. You know, I obviously I'm not a young kid. I had long experience, but I was used to have a lot of help, and now I'm almost doing everything. Even if I do have help, but not compared to when I had many people working for me in Nortel. And you have to have a good idea, for sure, and some good sense of the figures. So my figures had, I think, a good sense. They still work. It just took so much longer than what I thought.
Time-wise.
So that's why I'm saying you have to have good health because it takes ages. I thought in 2 years I would be done, and still it's 5 years.
The money would just be flowing in
absolutely,
by itself.
Which is not yet the case.
What would you say is the most surprising thing about this whole experience?
Surprising how I think what I underestimated is the difficulty in attracting talent in the software engineering side. You know, I think it's partially because people think, oh, it's a recipe website, and people underestimate the difficulty when it's something that we do every day. What we're trying to do is something different. We're trying to be innovative in this area, so that's the difficulty.
Well, I'm going to thank you for coming in, talking
Pleasure.
About your website, soscuisine.com, and we'll have links up on our website.